I'm Helen Marsh, and I'll be reading you The Iron Psalter, a novel of faith and dark magic, by Russell Q. Foxley. Let's begin. Prologue. The hammer fell before the words did. Hold the leaf steady, the smith said, and Sibylla pressed her thumb harder against the iron page, cold even through her glove. The courtyard around them was moonless, lit only by the forge's orange mouth and two guttering tallow lamps that smelled of mutton fat and impatience. Somewhere beyond the cloister wall, a nightjar called twice and stopped. I'm holding it, she said. You're trembling. I'm not. The smith, Brother Corbin, though no one called him that anymore, not since the abbot had taken his voice with a hot iron and a prayer, lifted the hammer again. His face ran with sweat that caught the forge light like molten glass. The hammer was a short-hafted thing, black iron with a head no bigger than a fist, but it rang when it struck as though it weighed 100 pounds. Sibylla was 19. Her knuckles were still smooth then, unmarked by the decades of candle wax burns that would later map her hands like a second set of scars. She had been chosen because her script was the finest in the convent, because her Latin was flawless, because she could copy a page of scripture without a single tremor of doubt. She had not been chosen for this. The hammer struck. The iron leaf sang, and a letter bit into the metal. A C, first character of a word Sibylla had been forbidden to speak aloud. The sound went through her teeth and into her jaw and stayed there. Again, Brother Corbin said. His voice was a ruin, scraped raw from years of disuse, and it cost him something to produce it. She could hear the cost. He struck. A, then R, then O, Caro. Flesh. Sibylla's mouth went dry. She was not supposed to know the word. She had been taught that the iron psalter was a holy work. 7 psalms of purification, a weapon against the scourge that turned living flesh to rusted metal. But Caro was not a word of purification. Caro was a word of binding, of blood, of the old heresies the iron faith had burned out of the world 3 centuries ago. You're stopping, the smith said. She looked at him. His eyes were the color of forge ash, gray and exhausted, and they didn't blink. What is this psalm? She asked. The 4th. That's not what I meant. He knew what she meant. She could see it in the way his jaw tightened, the way his grip shifted on the hammer. But he only said, hold the leaf steady, sister. We have 5 more pages before dawn. She held it steady. The night wore on. The forge ate charcoal and belched heat. Sibylla's glove blackened at the fingertips, and she stripped it off and worked barehanded, feeling the iron grow warm under her palm as each letter was hammered home. The words unspooled beneath the smith's hammer in a language that was not Latin and not anything the church had sanctioned, a spiraling, hungry script that seemed to pull at the edges of her vision when she looked at it too long. Caro et ferrum, sanguia clavis, flesh and iron, blood and nails. She shouldn't have been able to read it. The script was heretical, prescribed, burned out of every library from Gallimire to the Salt Coast. But Sibylla had spent her novitiate in the monastery's undercroft, copying older texts than the abbot knew existed, and her eyes had learned to recognize patterns that her superiors insisted were not there. The 5th psalm was worse than the 4th. The 6th made her stomach clench so hard she tasted bile. She did not weep, not yet. But something behind her ribs began to crack, hairline fractures spreading through the faith she had built her life on. Who wrote these? She asked. When the hammer paused and Brother Corbin wiped his face with a rag, he didn't answer. Was it the abbot? Silence. The nightjar again, closer now. Was it you? He turned his back to her and fed the forge. The charcoal hissed and spat, and the flames went from orange to white for a moment, and in that light she saw the scars on his wrists. Old ones, circular. The kind that came from manacles worn too long. She had heard rumors about Brother Corbin. Everyone had. That he had been an inquisitor before he lost his voice. That he had burned 13 heretics at the stake and watched every one of them die before he spoke his first and only confession. That the confession itself had been heretical. The rumors had always seemed like stories. They didn't anymore. The 7th psalm, Sibylla said. Her voice came out steadier than she felt. Where is it? Brother Corbin lifted the 7th iron leaf from the stack beside the anvil. It was blank. Smooth and dark. And waiting. It hasn't been written yet, he said. Then how? It won't be written. It will be spoken. When the time comes, and the vessel is ready, and the price is paid. He laid the blank leaf on the